we just ask two questions.
Why don't we find a place where you can serve us, sit down?
Well, I'll sit down now.
You want to stay out here in the kitchen?
Wherever you want to go. If you want to go back in there, fine.
Why don't we just stay right out here in the kitchen?
All right, if it's convenient for you.
Sure, that way I can use the table here.
Whatever's convenient. Let me move the plate.
Okay.
I felt my maker was coming.
Oh, I see.
That's why I put three plates.
I thought you were going to...
Okay. Well, she was coming.
Huh?
They stay together, though.
They sure do, don't they?
They fuss, but they stay together.
No matter what.
I'll move this out your way, too. Now, I think that's everything out your way. Okay. Now, what is we gonna talk about?
Well, sit down. Let me move this over here. I get more of you than I do of me. I know. Well, you mentioned.
Wait a minute. Let me get something. I got something like that.
Right. Okay.
This is Augusta history.
Oh yeah.
Have you seen one of those?
No, I haven't. What is this?
That's a history of Augusta.
You mind if I open it?
No, so that's what I give it to you.
Okay.
You can see a lot of the pictures of the old homes.
Oh, yeah. I see. The
people's names.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's the map, I think.
There's the map, yeah. Now, where you grew up, that was out on... Huh?
That's right.
Where was the, okay, there's, yeah, there's the National. Where was the, you said you walked to school?
3 miles.
Yeah, where was that at?
Well, I'd come from up there to the National Center. Well, that's where Bobby Jones Express thing. See, he opened up a golf course up there, and now that he's turned it into an expressway.
Uh-huh.
I know you reads about that a lot.
Uh-huh.
And if you drive up, oh, it's beautiful all up there. You wouldn't know I was born up there. It's,
yeah.
It's a town there now.
Yeah.
But I walked 3 miles from up there down to the lake. They call it Lake Armstead.
Uh-huh.
You go right straight up Broad Street till you get to the river.
Mm-hmm.
And you go across the bridge. Well, the bus goes up there now.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't use streetcars, didn't run up there. They turned around at the lake. Right
mm-hmm.
up there at Edward and Jones Drugstore. You had to walk 3 miles to get a bus.
Hmm.
And see, you didn't have the cars then.
Uh-huh.
But the people had horse and buggies, things
yeah.
like that. And I walked 3 miles to that school every day. Miss Clara was teaching school. They got a school named after her. Clara School. Because I thought to say about James Brown. Now, he got mad. He wanted them to name this street after him. James Brown Boulevard. He's got some property he bought way out there on I think it is. White people lives in it. Beautiful place because it was rich white folks' home. And he went in with Charlie Reed down here and opened up a club down there, nightclub and everything, but they burned it down.
Mm-hmm.
He bought WRBW TV station. Well, he put up another one up there on Eisenhower Drive, place they named after Eisenhower. Well, they burnt that down. But you see, he said he was gonna leave here and go in over the border, gonna leave out of the United States, because it was so dirty here. But you see, that talk don't get you nowhere. You still can't keep them from burning you out and blowing you up. So big talk don't help. But then he got up and on the WRDW TV and, no, I ain't going nowhere. I got my money. I got plenty of money. And asking nobody for nothing. I opened up a nice club here, they burnt that down. I had a TV on, and I already burnt that down. And they might burn up that, blow that house up if them white people wasn't in it. But anyway, they say, well, now what has he done for Augusta? From the name, the street after him. He hadn't done anything for Augusta. He grew up north. The white man took him, he went off up there, and he's been up there all the time, but he got plenty of people live here. But he never, if he want to do something, why'd he build a nice shopping center here for the colored people and name it James Brown Shopping Center?